basis. Now, things were said in the Kashi, things were said, why was, this is really the question, why was the Mishnah have to base the Achleikus upon the Schus Kriye? Even without the Schus Kriye, so it should be Achleikus, because it's a more than a soft thing. And he said, but, and even if all the stones fell into the shoes of one, let's say into the grounds of Ruben, so we still couldn't apply the aloche of Hamitim Chaver Olavarai, according to Rabbanu Pesukos. Bish, not needless to mention, according to Sumches himself, so Sumches says that wherever there is a draw of the momene, so then we say, Hamitim Chaver Olavarai, even if someone is a music, but even according to Rabbanu Pesukos, who do not agree with Sumches' din of Mom Namut Bisofik Chilki when someone has possession, with some possession. But here, he's not in Musik, because the Sofik was Neilat before he became Musik. So what difference does it make when the Sofik was Neilat before he became Musik or not? But he's in Musik. Now, so it seems that it has to do with the Shaila of Tokvekeya. Now, the Gemara in Bava Metzia has a whole discussion where the Tokvekeya, Mitzines me on the Tokvekeya, we mentioned already. Now, according to most Rishonim, so the Maskon of the Gemara is Tokvekeya is Mitzines me on. So what does that mean? That Tfise from the Musik is ineffective. What does Tokvekeya mean? There was Yisroel had a behemoth, and the behemoth had a miscarriage, and then it gave birth to a vlad. But we don't know whether the miscarriage was a miscarriage of a vlad or the miscarriage of nothing, of ruach, of maya. So now that the behemoth gave birth to a vlad, so it's a sophic call. So if the previous miscarriage was Ruach Epilo, so this Vlad is a Pro, belongs to the Kayan. If the previous miscarriage was of a real Vlad, so then it is, so then it belongs to the soil. So this is the second Vlad. So it doesn't belong to the Kayan. So Abizim Chavel of Raya. So the Kayan is not entitled to take it. But suppose the Kayan took the initiative into his own hands, and he grabbed it, he was safe with it. So that's the shiling discussed in the Gemara of the Tzir. Tokvekeya mitzines v'yodeh, Tokvekeya nei mitzines v'yodeh. And the maskona of the Gemara, according to most Rishonim, except the Rambam, is the Tokvekeya mitzines v'yodeh. So that means that even though there is a loche of hamitz mechavir l'varaye, but that means only the one who is in the original Moses. But if somebody is stafis from the original music, he cannot become a music. He cannot become a music. Now, so Teisves says here in the Kashi, Umayyoyim should be nakus bakolchom, beloved Ochename Abishoshneim, Afnoshisub Chadnai. So he says, Vihoda Mukinum Bashir. So, why? Because Momen Amut Bisof Khelki, we heard Amun Bashir, Gabimach, the Bora Bahamel, the Hemi Vishabai is Valio, who learns Bishop Mankai with the Hamiz Hamel of Raye, Haini Bishop Nohokan is Hilu Boyadobo, who we should have been in Lasofik, our Lorch and Korin Lasofik, we more your boy Lachin Bishakis of Kayom, who you Hilki Bishop and Bisofik, a few Rabon of the Sumches, the less the Momen Amut Bisof Khelki, Hoche Bede, Kim the Lekio Hoche, Hazoke Lose, Yisam Lose. So you may call it Rabbon of Sumches. On the basis of Mom Namut Bisof Khilki. When at Rabbon of Khilki and Sumches, when at the time Shadir Dasofik, someone is in Muzik. But here, when the time that Sofik was Neilat, so Ruvein was not any more Muzik than Shimon, then later on, when the world collapsed, he became a Muzik, so it's in effect. So it probably has to do with the shaila of Tokvekeyen Meitzines in Yodeh, Tokvekeyen Meitzines in Yodeh. Because if we were to assume that Tokvekeyen is in Mitzvah in your day. So then the halacha would be, let's say, if we were to say, Tok V'Keyem is Mitzvah in Mitzvah in your day. So then the halacha would mean that even though at the time the Sofik was Nilat, so the Yisroel was the Mosek, but if the Keyem is Davis, and now the key and now the key and his tofus, so he becomes a mosaic. So one can become a mosaic even lachashil rasofik, even al the tfisef from the original mosaic. Al haskamo v'chamo here. So Tesis Kashi is based upon the premise that the maskone of Gemara is tok v'keyen mitzines yon. So in other words, so if originally, when the Sofik was Neilat, so the Yisroel was the Mosek, and then, now the Kayan is the Tofus, so we say, the Kayan cannot acquire a Din Mosek just because he grabbed it from the Mosek. It's the one who is the original Mosek, he remains a Mosek well and well. And one cannot, with Tvise, change the Mosek. Change the Mosek. Oh, so that's the discussion. Oh, but even if we say that Tok V'Keyem is Mitzines in your day and most Rishonim pasuk like that, but so that's only Shayach when, like in that case, when the original Mosek was the Yisroel. Now the Keyem is the Tofus, so we say Mitzines in your day. But here, Shimon was not in Mosek, the original Mosek. And now Reuven is a Mosek, so true, he became a Mosek after Shnei Rasofik. So what? After Shnei Rasofik. But he's a Mosek. So, I mean, the Teisa should say such a Chiddush, that the whole halacha of Mosek is only Shayach when, at the time, the Sofik is Neilat. So someone is a Mosek. But if, at the time, the Sofik is Neilat, no one is a Mosek. And later on, one becomes a Mosek, he doesn't have any Mosek. Why shouldn't he have any Mosek? Bishlein over there. So the Yisroel was the original Mosek. So he remains a Mosek, let him go ahead. And Futvise, by being aggressive and grabbing, he cannot divest the status of Mosek that was vested in the original Mosek in Israel. Mashiachin here, too, the Sofik was Neilat before the stones collapsed into Reuven's grounds. But Shimon was not in the original Mosek, and now, so originally, no one is a Mosek. Now, when the stones collapse, so Reuven is a Mosek. Why shouldn't he have any of Mosek? So, it is obvious, the thesis here accords with the thesis Shite. In Bometzir. All right, Teisa Shit in Bometzir. Yes. Okay. Teisa said, in Abayis Valley. Sorry. In Abayis Valley, that proves the Zion of Beis. So Teisa in explaining Sumchas is the of Moben Amut Misofik Israel King. And Sumchas holds that Moben Amut Misofik Chilkin, even if someone is a Tofus, even if someone is a Morekame or someone is a Tofus, there is a Machlekes Rashenim. The Machlekes Rashenim, the Gemara in Asher. The Rashbam Shite is that Sumchas says Moben Amut Misofik Chilkin in face of a Morekame. If someone is a Morekame, so then Sumchas says, where no one is a Tofus. You see, there are two kinds of Mozokim. There is a Mozek of Tofus, and there is a Mozek of Morekam. So Sumchas, according to the Rashbam, in Asher, Davkuf from Dalet, according to the Rashbam, in Asher, Davkuf from Dalet, so Sumchas applies the halacha of Moben Amut Misofik Chilkin only in the case where there is no Mozek of Tofus, but there is a Mozek of Morekame. So then the Rabbanon say, no, Hamitzim Chamer Lo Raya, and the Morekame has it. Even though the Morekame, even though the Vlad is kind of bad, stands in the middle. But since he's a Mo'akamel, let's say Machnuf Parab Chameir. So Reuven was the original owner of the Parab, and Shimon was the original owner of the Chameir, and then they decided to make an exchange. And then it was noticed that the Parab had given birth to a calf, to a Vlad. Now we don't know when the Parab had given birth to the Vlad, a minute before the exchange or a minute after the exchange. If we knew that the Parab had given birth to the Vlad a minute before the exchange, So the Vlad belongs to Reuven, the original owner of the Parab, because they only decided to exchange the Parab for the Chameir, not the Parab and the Vlad for the Chameir. So if it had been established that the Parab had given birth to the calf a minute before the exchange was made, so then the Vlad would be given to the original Bala Parab, to Reuven. If it had been established that the Parab had given birth to the Vlad a minute before, after the exchange, so at that time the original owner of the Sheir, Shimon, he was already the owner of the Parab. So then it belongs to Shimon, but we don't know. So the Gemara says the Kashi. So the Mishnah says Yachlin. So the Gemara is the Kashi. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, the Kaimibar. Now, so then the Gemara is another Kashi. Even if it's Kaimibar, so let the Vlad belong to the Morikame. He is the Muzik. Who is the Morikame? Reuven, the original owner of the Bala Parab. So even if the Vlad stands in the meadow, so the Gemara says, Homan is Sumchas. So that means, according to the Rabban of Sumchas, so even in the case where the Vlad is kind of Agam, even in the case where the Vlad is kind of Agam, so we still say, and belongs to the Morikame, because there are two types of Muzokim. There is the Muzik of Tofus, there is the Muzik of Morikame. So in the case where the Vlad stands the Agam, so we don't have any Muzik of Tofus, but we have the Muzik of the Morikame, of Reuven, the original owner of the Parab. But the Mishnah represents the view of Sumchas. So Sumchas holds Mom and Amutubus of Kherukim, and we don't say Amitim Chavel Avarai. So there are two Yosoyes in the Gemara. One Gersi is Ho Manes Sumchas. Another Gersi is Elo Ho Manes Sumchas. Whenever the Gemara mentions Elo, so it means that the Gemara is Chesed. If we are not Geris Elo, so that means that the Gemara is not Chesed. The Gemara is not Chesed from the previous Teretz. Ho Manes Dikamayaskin on the Kamibag. So even though the Mishnah is applied according to Sumchas, we still have to apply it to a case of Kaim Ba'agam. Why? Because if it wouldn't be Kaim Ba'agam, so then in whosoever Rishus the Vlad happens to be, he has it. Why? Because I'm Yisrael Chalil Arayi. But Sumchas says, Mom Namut Musab Kherukim. So the Rashbam says, and the Rashbam is not Gerizel. So the Rashbam says, that Sumchas is only chilek on the din of Morikame by Dror at the moment. But, so he says, Mom Lamut Musaf Kherukin, in spite of the fact that there is a Morikame, but where there is a Tofus, then Sumchas is made it, that to apply the Aloch and Hamitz Mechavil Avarayim. If someone is a Tofus, he keeps it, and we're not chilek. Only when no one is a Tofus, but someone is a Morikame, so we don't consider the Sumchas as Morikame, according to Sumchas. But if someone has a cheskas tofus, so then Sumchas is made that we don't say more about Sofik Chayim. That's the Rashbam Shite, because he is not Giri Selo. But the Ari Sheni, who are Giri, is Elo Homani Sumchas, so that means, since we apply the Mishnah according to Sumchas, so we don't have to apply the Mishnah to the case of Kaim Bagam. So it can be applied to a case where the The Vlad happens to be in the Rishus of Ruben, the Rishus of Shimon doesn't make any difference. It's still Chelkin. So according to these Rishayim, Sumches Yischelei says, Mom Lahut Lissof Chelkin, even if there is a Muzik of Kabbos. So the Lach Lereshim. Alright, but that's not Negeia to us. But Sumches Hashitin is that there is a Loche of Mom Lahut Lissof Chelkin, even in face of a Muzik. Whether it's a music of Tofus or the music of Morakame. So Teitzves in explaining Sumchas Hashite, in Abayis Valio, that Kuf design on the base, Teitzves, the Ramaskal limited with Yufter Rav Nachman, says, Ve'eit, the very Kasher Yol Pirish, the Bechol Momen Hamutel Yisofi, Choshiv Ki Mishnei Yomuzok. The reason is why Sukkot says Momen Amut Bisofik Chelkin is because they are both Mozokim. Because Mozek doesn't consist Dafke in holding. Tofus is one example of a Mozek. If somebody is a Tofus, if he has Mamesh custody over the thing, of a certain object, so then he's considered a Mozek. But there are other things that can make one music. Suppose we see that Ruvein holds a certain chepetz, but the Areni would say that he is holding it for Shimon. Shimon owns it. So who is the music? Ruvein. Then the music is Shimon. So Mimele, when the Sukha say Momen Amut Bisofik Chelkin, when there is a Dror at the moment. Now, what does Dror at the moment mean? There is a machlekes Rashi in Teisves in the beginning of Mitzia, but it's not important for us. As most Rishonim say like Teisves, Dror at the moment it means Shaloi Shabeloi Taniseya Misof Lepes. In other words, like a machlek Borah B'chamit. So without the Tainis, the circumstances are such that we have to consider when, let's say, machlek Borah B'chamit, and then we see a Vlad. Now we don't know when the Vlad was born. So we have to consider, was the Vlad born a minute before the exchange? So the Mele, it belongs to the original owner of the Poro, or it was born a minute after the exchange. So the Mele belongs to the original owner of the Chameya, to Shimon. So the circumstances are of such character that we have to doubt. So Bloitanisini is up to the best. So since the circumstances are such that makes the possibility of Reuven having ownership a good possibility, and the possibility of Shimon having ownership in the Vlad a good possibility. So Memele, they are both considered Mozokim. So Memele, since they are both considered Mozokim, so we have to say yes to each other, Hamitz Mechavir Raya. So Memele, if we say Hamitz Mechavir Raya both ways, so Memele it's Yachayim. This is how Teisves explains Sumchas Din of Momen Amut Bisofik Chelkin. So Mele, Teisves says here that even though the wall collapsed into the issues of one, let's say of Ruvein, so, but the Sofik was Neilad, which are Kis Loyoimit. And suppose the Reuven and Shimon would come to Bezin and have it in Torah while the Kesel was still standing. And they would be arguing who owns the Kesel, whether it belongs to both of them or to one of them. So what would Bezin say at that time? It's what they say. Momen Amut Bisofik Chelkin. And according to Teisves and Abayis Valio, what does it mean, Momen Amut Bisofik Chelkin and Momen Amut Bisofik Chelkin? Because both are Mozokim. So true, the Rabbonim Achilik Al Simches. Why are the Rabbonim Achilik Al Simches? Because there is one who is a Mozek, either a Mozek of Tofus or a Mozek of Morakame. Mashiach came where there is no one who is a Mozek of Tofus or a Mozek of Morakame. So maybe the Rabbonim would agree with Simches that Momen Amut Bisofik Chelkin. So, in the Kol Yitzchak, why does Sumchas say Momen Amut Bisofik Chelkin? Even in face of the Mozek, because they are both Mozokim. But
But in a case where no one is in Tafus and no one is in Moritame, so then the Rabbanim would agree with Sumches, and on the basis of the same reason, because they are both Mozakim. So in Meile, since we pass Tokvei Keir, is Mitzinis in your day, so what does that mean? That one who becomes a Mozak through Tvise, from the original Mozak, is not a Mozak. So, and here, the Sofik was Nilad Bey Chakis Loyamit. And while the wall was standing, so then, what would be the Aloche if they came to Bezdin? Then, Momen Amut was Sofik Chelki. On what basis? Because Shnei Mozakim. So originally, who was a Mozak? Both were Mozakim. Now, if we say, Reuven is a Mozak. So since we passed in Tokvei Keir, since we passed Tokvei Keir, is a Mozak, is a Miyodei, some Mele, he can go, Reuven cannot become a Mozak through Tvise from Mozakim. So the thesis is not difficult, you see. If Teis Veshite had been, that the reason is why Momen Amot and Bisofik Chayotin is a new Allah. It's nothing to do with the reason. So then, Teis Veshite would be difficult to understand. I mean, Meir Teise, should we say such a Chidesh that if someone becomes a Mozek, Lachashel Asofik, he doesn't tell you Mozek, why not? Bishlein in the case of Tokvei Keir. So he became somebody else was in music before. The original music was somebody else, and now through gravity, just through an act of violence, he becomes. It doesn't make any difference an act of violence or not. Through Tvise. Now in this case, the Gemara says, "Keinofu leshusen b'chadinaye," or the panya chad leshusen. So panya chad leshusen means he grabbed it, but nofu leshusen b'chadinaye. So. That was by itself. That was an act of nature. So I mean, it fell into his shoes. But that's also called fishing. So Bishleime, if somebody else is an original Mozek, and now for Tvise, so Reuven becomes a Mozek, he cannot become a Mozek. But if at the time the wall was standing, no one is a Mozek, and now for Tvise, Reuven is a Mozek, why shouldn't he have any known Mozek? The answer is because this is the Shitwasi, the Bais Valio, that the whole Allah of Momen Amut Kusofi Chayokin is itself based upon the fact that they are both considered Mozokin. So here too, if they came to Bezin while the world was standing to argue over their status of ownership in the Kesel, so then Bezin would say Yachleiku because they are both Mozokin. So that means that before Reuven became a Mozek, both were Mozokim. Now Reuven was in effect taking things from the cheskas of both. So it has to do with the Shaila of Tokvei Keir. Mitziris Miyodei, Mitziris Miyodei. Since we passed Tokvei Keir, is Mitziris Miyodei, so he doesn't become a Mozek. That's the cheska. Now, let's see what Teis Veshite in general in regard to Tvise. Tvise, Leachash Mulasofik, Tvise from a Mozek. Now there's a Gemara that after Tesson is basing Sumas. Son of Rabbon, Shnaim Chsumel Ashta, Umeis, Ubo, Shnaim Nashut, Vomu Yodan, Ukshazav Yodamu, Avlanusim, Oli, Uktanim, Oli, Uktanim, Oli, Uktanim, Oli, Uktanim, ומי שייתי משסב יודו מוזה, או שירי קצב יוצא צימוק מאחר, משטר שקורא לבירי, ועוזק מבסן, אין אילו נמוני. So in other words, if the shtad was not misguided, so then the other edim, so the other edim are nemon completely. The other edim are nemon completely. מה שאין כמי יבדה, קצב יודו מוזה צימוק מאחר. So the male, the second edim, do not have any more numbers than the first count. So then we say, any one more in the second count is not numbered. And what does the shtar state? That the Reuven, let's say, borrowed from Shimon $1,000. So it's the second count says that the absolute edis, that the shtar, the first count, Absuaides. So the second cut is not there.
So the Gemara, any other morning.
So the Gemara is a kasher makbino meikim shtoy malie. The second cut is not nemon to pasel. The Hides, the Hagode of the Hides, Ashtar.
Ashtar.
But they're not nemon, bitiras vadai. But it should be trei utrei. So in Meile, how can the price say, ain't ailu nemoni, mi Meile we rely on the Shtar, and we can be meitzi, and Chimen can be meitzi $1,000 from Kuvain, as the Shtar says, abai trei utrei nino.
So the Gemara says as follows. Elo Omar Avnach, Eike Trei Davcho from Dalet, Eike Trei Lade Trei, Ve Eike Lomeini Vechez Chasmol.
So, Ein Eilu Nemoni means, doesn't mean that they have no Nemoni at all. Trei Trei. But if it's Trei Trei, so we cannot be made to Mome. So if cannot be made to Mome, so what does it mean Eilu Nemoni? So the Braise has reference to a case where now the Ida Shtar testified that Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So according to the Agoda of the Ida Shtar, Rubin owes $1,000 to Shimon. And the price has reference to the case. The price has reference to the case where Shimon was stateless. First, the Shtar was produced in Bezdin. And the Shtar stated that Rubin owes $1,000 to Shimon. Then the next day, two Eidim came and said that the Ida Shtar tamim absuleides. Absuleides. So it's trei utrei. So Bezdin cannot be made see. From Rubin, cannot collect four Shimon, be meitzi from Rubin, because it's trei utrei. So, hameitzim chaver lo v'ray. But, so why does the Mishnah say, ein eilu nemoni? That means, if after the second katedim appeared in Bezin and testified that the first Beid Ashtar, Apsu Eides, so Shimon took the initiative into his own hands and grabbed $1,000 from Ruvel, so then he has it. So that's the pshat in the morning, if there was Tvisa. So Tvisa says, Tikashe, so in other words, Tvisa, Lachash, Ola, Sofik, is effective, according to Rashi. So that's Rashi Shimon. The Tvisa, Lachash, Ola, Sofik is effective. But Gemara says, in Bod Metzie, Tok Vekeen, Metzine, Isim Yodei, so Tvisa from the Muzek, Lachash, Ola, Sofik is ineffective. I mean, so the Rambam passed, so the Rambam has another pshat in the Gemara. But all the other Rishonim, they explain the Gemara in such a way that it appears from that Gemara that the Maskon of the Gemara from Metzia is the Tokvekeyen is Metzia in Yodei. So how does Rashi say here that the pshat in the morning means that if Shimon grabbed the Chayim, so then it's in the morning and he's the Muzek. But he already grabbed Lachash Ruda Sofik from the Muzik because the original Muzik was the Leibe, not the Malach. Rubin was the original Muzik. So that's the Pshat. So then takes this as several machines, as Pshat in that Gemara. So one Pshat is like Rashi, that Tvisa Lachash Ruda Sofik is effective, as Rashi says here. But the Gemara Mom Tzia says, Tokvekeyen is Mitzin is Miyodei, so Tvisa Tamim is the Lachash Ruda Sofik is ineffective. Tvisa says there is a distinction between a Tefes, who is Itay in Itayin's body, and a Tefes, who is Itay in Itayin's Shem. The Gemara Mom Tzia, so the Keyen grabbed, does the Keyen know whether it's Ruach Epilo or Vlad Epilo? He himself doesn't know. He says Shevo, maybe the original miscarriage was a miscarriage of a ruach. So the male that this is the first lot, so it belongs to me, the king said. Maybe, but maybe not. So he's a teen shepherd. So the male, or it says, where the thief is not in teen, it's in his boy, only in tiny shemel. So then Tvisa from the music by tiny shemel is ineffective. Mashaikin here, Shimon is teen, it's in his boy. So where the Tefes is staying at his body, then he can become a Muzik even if he's Tefes from the original Muzik. And that's Rashi. Then, the second version of Tefes is, V'nishlima de Ochemayre, Kishetofas kingdom should be philosophic. Kingdom should be philosophic. In other words, the Gemara, so the second motion takes his holds, no, that it doesn't make any difference. Just as by Tokvikeyan we say, Mitzvah in your day, so just as Tvisel Achshon Lasopik from the music is ineffective. In the case of Tehim Shemo, so in the case of Tehim Bori, of Boru Dori, it's ineffective also. So why does the Gemara say here, So, thesis in the second motion applies to the Gemara, Kishetofas Kidim Shel Lasov. Let's say, on Sunday, the Shtar was produced in Bezen. On Sunday. Produced in Bezen. What does the Shtar say? The Shtar says that Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000. So immediately on Sunday, as it was produced in Bezen, Ruben went, and he grabbed $1,000, I mean Shimon, went and grabbed $1,000 from Ruben. Then, a few days later, on Thursday, the other cat came and said, they are coming, they are psulainis. So, by the time that the Sofik was created, was established, when it became trade, so who was already in the Tofus? Shimon was already in the Tofus. So that's why we say, you're in the money. But in Rechname, if Shimon would grab, after the Agudah Seidim, who testified that he was Shtar Absolim, so then it will be ineffective. So the second question holds that Tvisem Yad HaMuzek is ineffective, even by Boru Bor, not only by Shem Hashem. Then there is a third motion. V'Rashbo, that's not actually the interest, that's the Rash. Rabnishim Shem Navo. V'Rashbo Nirlei, L'Hamid Abraise B'Shev. U'L'Hoche, Eine Moni, Deikim Omeini, V'Cheskes Morei, V'Cheskino Nidishipa, B'Ksheirim V'Lo Yifra. So in other words, so the Rashbo Shite is also like the second motion, not like Rashi. That Tvisen Yanamurzek Vachashel Rasofik, even by Bori Lubori, is ineffective. So then, why does the Gemara say that Pshat in the morning is because he's saying Ketrila Atrei Vikomechas Kedmore? So the Rashbo, the Rash says, here the Braise has referenced not to Ishtar Uwe. Shnayim Machsumim Rashtar doesn't mean Ishtar Uwe. It means a shaver, a receipt. A receipt. Let's say, Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000. Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000. And then so Ruben is alive. Then Ruben produced in Bezin a shaper, a receipt that stated that Ruben paid already $1,000 debt. He paid, and the two aiding was signed. And then, so according to that Sheiver, Ruben, even though Shimon has a Shtar, but Ruben has a Sheiver. Has a Sheiver, he has a receipt. But then, two other Eidim came and testified that they are Sheiver, absolutely. So it's Trey, it's a Sofik. Now, who is the Murzek here? Who is the Murzek here? So Mele, in this case, So in other words, so when the second Katerim testify in Bezin that the Eide Asheva are Psulim, so according to their Agodim, the Eide Asheva are Psulim, so the Sheva is a Chasme Baome. If the Sheva is a Chasme Baome, so Mele Shimon has Ishtar Yodei, he can collect. So the price says, save him the money. Shimon cannot collect because Reuven is a Muzek in the Moes. He cannot collect. So what's the sheet of the Rashbo? Why does the Rash explain the Gemara that way? Usually when the Braise or the Mishneh talks of Ishtar, it doesn't mean Sheva. Very seldom does Shtar have reference to Sheva. Usually when the Gemara mentions Shtar, it means Shtar Avoy, not Sheva. Why does he apply it to Sheva? Because he holds that we cannot apply it to Ishtar Avoy. Because then the question would be, it's Tvisa Lachashel Lasopik, Miyad HaMuzek. So most Rishayim hold that Tvisa Lachashel Lasopik, Miyad HaMuzek is ineffective.
even by Bore Bore. Even by Bore Bore, it's ineffective. But Rashi says that by Bore Bore and one Loshnu Teitzve says that the first Loshnu Teitzve in Ksuba is that by Bore Bore it is effective. So Mele, this is why Teitzve says the Kasha. Why does the Mishnah have to base it upon the fact that there is Yisrus Kriya, even if there hadn't been Yisrus Kriya, so it should be Achleiku. Why? Because Mamehamet would be Sofik Chayokin. And even though the stones are in the shoes, let's say, of Ruben, but it's Tvisa Lachashel Sofik. But Tvisa Lachashel Sofik is ineffective. But when do we say Tvisa Lachashel Sofik is ineffective? Only if it's Tvisa Miyada Muzik. So, but why was it here Miyada Muzik? The answer is, according to Tesis, the Bais Valil, that the reason is why Sumches and Rabbonon, where there is no Tofus or Morekama, say that Mom Namut Misofik is Chilki, is because they are both Mosokim. So while the wall was standing and the Sofik was Neilat, they both had the status of Mosek. Now when the wall collapsed, so Ruvein is a Teifes, Miyad Mosek, Miyad both. Lachashin Sofik. So it's ineffective. That's the discussion. So Mele, the Vidu the Teretz, that this is Gemara's Kashin, the Gemara's Teretz is, that the Mishnah's reference to a case where it's not for Shusei Chabenai, and Shol Shusei Harbei, and even though Shutfin is Likab de Adode, but by Shol Shusei Harbei, they are Kab de Adode, so if the hadn't been Yisrus Kriye, and the stones would collapse into Reuben's grounds, and it would stay there for a long time, with Shimon not protesting, so then if there hadn't been Yisrus Kriye, and Reuben would say, I need Nusio, I need Lemon, because But since there is this was created, so he's not Nemon with that Migel because it's an Ansade, so it's a Migel Mokel. This is the issue. Now, the Tesis of Oshin, Mishin Gobet says, he is Chelik on Tesis. And he says, where should the Gemara mention Nofnushus and Chavonai, and this is a new fact that Tesis introduces. The Gemara doesn't mention Hochem Mayaskinon, Kigin Nofnushus and Chavonai, Vishom Shuse Harvey. Gemara says, "Hochem Maskinu v'Nof Mishut Chavnai." Show Mishut Chavnai Mal Dechar Shner. So the thesis of Rosh says, no, that even without Show Mishut Chavnai, if there hadn't been a Sukkos Kriya. And it's not for Rishus and Chavonaye, it would belong to the Tofus. It would belong to the Tofus. But doesn't Tesis raise a very strong point? After all, suppose they would come to Bezin while the world is standing. What would Bezin say? Yachleit. But on the basis of the principle of Momenamut Misof Kheil. And according to Tesis Nabayis Valio, why do we say Momenamut Misof Kheil? Because they are above Mozoki. So if it's not from Shusha Chavnaye, so it's Tvisen Yalamuzek. And Tvisen Yalamuzek is ineffective unless, except according to Rashi. But the Rashi is not like Rashi. The Roshi is that Tvise, Lachashon Vasofik, is ineffective even Miyana Muzek is ineffective even by Boru Boru. So why is the Rosh Chilikia on Tesis? Why is the Rosh Chilikia on Tesis? Now you see the Roshi of the Roshi here. Tesis Roshi. It's page 5 here, on top. Shiyutach, the first line, the second column. Or Gimel, Dav Gimel. Hilkach, Hilav Yoch Lekofe, Mitchilu Livni Zakeis Lime. Im Nof Lashus Oechot, Hoyonemon Leymar, Anibnu Nisiv, Mitchilu Livat. Viavu Gav Shibbo Lod Balakei, Sel Vindikayu Moginu Peizki Lemad Nishi Afreiku. That's the discussion. So then it should be Tvisi Lachashi Uda Sofi. Mikom Mokin Kivu Shlenei, Olo Nishum Sofi Bekeisel Kedin Nefil. Be if Shalaisi Shinov Lavon and Lashu, say you owe your aid.
כי שהוא יקים של אימית של דיבור הוא יחבי למיד עלי נמצא שלו אימי לד ולסופי כדה חמפילי ילכר דומה למחלו פה בחמי והבאי שבלישן אופלו ועזמינו בחסק סמומי ועזמינו בחסק סמומי ולדומה לשניים מיר זה מיטלס מיטלס יחוב and then talk for אחד מנהי so then מציני סמיוני שכבוני דעסוק וכידי שתוקח so he says no even though if they had come to Bez while the wall was standing so then Bez Mutziyach Reiko so he says yes maybe Bez Mutziyach Reiko and maybe not because we don't know what would have happened if they had come to Bez to have a new tower while the wall was still standing maybe if they had come to Bez while the wall is still standing maybe one would have been made to the other that the other built it by himself. Maybe, how do we know what will happen? Can we be sure that if they had come to Bezdin while the wall is standing, then Bezdin would have said Yachleiko? We don't know. So in other words, what's the pshat in the Rosh? The thesis of it, the Rosh holds. He holds. He is chilek, and thesis pshat in Momen HaMut Mesofi Chilekin. According to thesis Nabai Svaliyo, Tesis says it explicitly in Daf Kuf Tezayin. That the reason is why Momen HaMut Mesofi Yisrael came because they are both Murzok. So in other words, there is no new halacha of Momen HaMut Mesofi Yisrael came. Momen HaMut Mesofi Yisrael came is only an application of the principle of Hamitz Mechaber Lavarayim. So if one is a mosaic, so Lavarayim, but if both are Murzokim, so the burden of proof is upon both. So Mimele, it's Yachleiko. So according to Teitzis Navayis Valio, there is no special aloche of Momen HaMut Mesofi Yisrael. But the whole aloche of Momen HaMut Mesofi Yisrael is an application of the general principle of Hamitz Mechavere, of Hamitz Mechavere Lavarai. Mitz Lavarai. So they are both Mozart. But the Jewish Rosh, there is a Jewish Rosh, somebody inquired of the Rosh, what is the reason for the halacha of Momen HaMut Mesofi Yisrael? Why do you say that? Momen HaMut Mesofi Yisrael. What's the rationale of Momen HaMut Mesofi Yisrael? So the Rosh in the Jewish, he answers that this is a special halacha that based in other words, that where the he says that it's based upon the Xeras HaKosuf of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdiv. So the Gemara at the beginning of Echad in the Momenes says Tzedek Tzedek Tirdiv. Okay, Tzad. Why does the Torah say Tzedek Tzedek twice Tzedek? Okay, Tzad. Chavu Yedin v'chavu Yedshon. Okay, Tzad. Shnei Svinis. She Evreis Bino or Biyam. And Im Shneim Evreis, Shneim Tevis, V'imachas Iberes, any device, let's say two boats happen to reach, let's say, the Straits of Gibraltar, it's very narrow, and they cannot cross through at the same time. And the question is, and then they have it all off. Each one is in a rush. Because Totekis, he doesn't want to wait until the other Svino will get through. So, who should go through? So, Achas Tuno, Vachas Ine Tuno, if one boat is loaded and the other boat is not loaded, so the Tuno Kedemes. Tuno Kedemes. Hoyu Shneim Tunates, Ushneim Ine Tunates. Matilim Pshaw here. So that's the Pshat. Achas Lidin, Vachas Lopshaw. Tzedek, Tzedek, Tzedek. In other words, in the case where both one is tuno, one is loaded, and one is not loaded, so it has a priority. So that's Din. That's the first set of Din. But if both are tunates, so what should they do? They have to do something. So then there is aloche that best has to be matlipshon. Matlipshon. So the Rosh says that that the halacha of woman amut be suffering chayotin if it's a drawer of the woman. And Bezin doesn't know a machlok for a bachamei. We know Bezin doesn't know what should Bezin do. Bezin doesn't know. So Bezin has to be matter of pshore. So this pshore has to be distinguished from the regular pshore to which we are accustomed, you know, when we have it in Torah. So it's halacha that Vayonim are mechuyev to prevail upon the Baladin that they should be mikabel kinyan and agree to a pshore. That pshore is based upon Kabbalah's kinyan, upon mechile and ischayles. But this pshore, and when the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Zion discusses the mikayla is for pshore, so the Gemara mentions other pshore. The Gemara doesn't mention tzedek selektivi. This pshore that Dayonim have to make, so that can be done only with the consent of the Baladin. Suppose the Baladin say, we don't want pshore, we want din. So then there is nothing in the world that can make the Baladin, that Besdin can do to force the Baladin to agree. They can talk to them in a nice way and prevail upon them, but it has to be based upon Kabbalah's Kinyan, Michile, Ischaides, and everything. Here, without Kabbalah's Kinyan, there is Aloha Pshot. So in other words, there is Aloha, that if the situation is such that there couldn't be anything, let's say, the case of Amachnu Po Abachameya, what could you say, the Deen? The question is whether it belongs to the Balapo or it belongs to the Balachameya. So what can you say? There couldn't be anything. They don't know. It's a draw in the moment. So they don't know it's a suffix. So it's aloha that Bezin has to exercise a pshat. That's a compromise. So at least each one will get something. So the violet is the violet. But there's nothing to do with the pshore, the regular pshore of which we speak. There it's based upon Ischaides and Mechile, Kabbalah's Ginyan. Here, so the Rosh says in so many words, that the whole aloha of Momen Hamutu Misofik Chilkin is based upon Tzedek Selektiv, Echad Midin, Echad Mipshore, Echad Mipshore. So Memele, so it's the Rosh Lishitose. That's why the Rosh is saying. Teises is Lishitose, and the Rosh is Lishitose. Teises here, Lishitose, Ichite, Abayis Valio. That the whole reason is why Momen Hamutu Misofik is Chilkin, because they are both Mozok. So if they are, so why the case was standing, if they had come to Bezin, Bezin would say Achleiku, because of Hamitzim Chavil Amarai. So originally, who was a Mosek? Both. Now, all the Tvise, Rubin is a Mosek. So there is no such thing as becoming a Mosek through Tvise. From the Mosek. Mosek is the original Mosek, that's all. So, but the Rosh, in the Chubis, he holds that Momen Hamutu Misofik Chilkin is based upon the Xeros Akosu of Tzedek Tzedek Tiyodi Vechad Lidin Vechad Lepshore Adun Lepshore. So it's not the basis of music. So Memele the Rosh says that the Gemara is kashini, that the Gemara is saying Hochem Askin on the Nofal Yeshus Echadunai Nofal Yeshus Echadunai, even without Joel Yeshus Echadunai, if there hadn't been so then we say Amitzim Chavere Olvaray. And even though if they came to Bezin, while the case was standing, so then Bezin would say Achleiku. But they didn't come to Bezin. They didn't come to Bezin. The fact is that now only they are coming to Bezin. So Mozokin, no one was a Mozek. No one is a Mozek until now. And now who is the Mozek? Ruben. All the stones are in his meshus. So Memele, we say, Amitzim Chaverei Olvaray. Why does the Rosh have to say, why does he have to resort the Efshar, so, Ilo Yoimei, the Efshar Isi Shinof Lavon Meshus, and Ilo Yoimei, Kishir Akeis Laimei Chaliyu, Ho Yochavir immediately. Why does he have to resort to it? Let him say, because, Amitzim Chaverei Olvaray, because it's not, we say, Miyad Amurzeh. Also, So Shimon would insist that it belongs to the two of us. And it wouldn't be made there. So then the fact that there is a halacha of Momna Mutl Misafik Chilkin, and if they had come to Bezin and while the world was standing, Bezin would say Yachleiku. And if we had been sure that Shimon wouldn't be made there, in that case, to Uvei, so Mele, we should say Yachleiku now too. Because suppose they did come to Bezin. And then Bezin says Yachleiku. Then Yachleiku. And then Bezin gave him Psak Yachleiku. And after that, a day later, after Bezin gave him Psak Yachleiku, the wall collapsed and fell into the grounds of Uvei. So then would, and then the woman would say, and the woman would keep on saying, as he said, while the wall was standing, it's mine. But still, Bezin, notwithstanding the fact that Reuven said at that time that the wall is mine, so Bezin passed it Yachleiku. But then the next day, after the Psak of Bezin, the wall collapsed into Reuven's Reshus. And then he would say, oh, now I'm the Muzik. Never mind Bezin passed it yesterday. That is Yachleiku. So what would Bezin say today? Since Bezin passed it, that it's Yachleiku, so Memele, this fact in itself, maybe it is, you see, if Bezin passed it, and maybe the music. So if we had been sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that if they had come to Bezin, so Shimon would have persevered in his taine, and he wouldn't have been made it over. So the melee it should be considered as if the wall collapsed after Bezin had read the Psalm. What is it? It's the words of the Bezin that is important. So in case they did come to Bezin with the same tainus while the wall is standing, and Bezin passed it, Yachleiku, and then the following day, so the wall collapsed into Reuven's Reshus. Would Reuven be able to keep it? No, he wouldn't be able to keep it. So even if he didn't come to Bezin, it should be considered as if he came to Bezin. Of what significance, what difference does it make whether Bezin passed it or Bezin didn't pass it, as long as we are sure what the Psak of Bezin would have been? The answer is no. We are not sure what the Psak of Bezin would have been if they came to Bezin, let's say, before the wall collapsed. Maybe they came to Bezin before the wall collapsed. So then, now, so Reuven is not made it. Now that Reuven is not made it. But maybe if they came to Bezin while the wall collapsed, while the wall was standing, maybe Shimon would, now Shimon is not made it. But if they came to Bezin while the wall was standing, maybe Shimon would be made it to Tyrus Reuven. So Memele, we cannot consider it as if there had been a Psak Bezin. But this, the Rosh is Lishitos. All right. Now, the Gemara. So, my Mechitze Yude. So, it was assumed in the Bishma Fresh that the term Mechitze means in Kesel Yude. How do we know that Mechitze has the meaning of a Kesel? So, we have such an example. So, we have such an example. Kiritan, Mechitze Sakerem Sheni Yifritzo. Eimelik deir, chosom nifritz eimelik deir, nisyai shimen ligot ag ze kidish chai bach yuso. So, chai bach yuso. So the Gemara is only mentioning this braisa to point out that mechitze has the meaning of good. That mechitze has the meaning of good. Now, what does it say? Mechitze akar shlif, it's rash. שסומך לסוד על שדה הלום, משל חביר, איסו לפתוי. אי מלין בעל הקרם די רעד ושל יסו, בני אחו עשו איסה סודי, משל מובי, ובשסום בעל הסודי עזרוב, סומך לגדע, כי התנא מפרק שני, הוי יגדע בינתי, וזה סימך לגדע מכאן, וזה לחיזה לאיסו מכאן, וזה סימך לגדע, זה סימך לגדע מכאן, עשו לי זה לאיסו, וזה סימך לגדע עזרוב מכאן. וכשאין שם גדע תנא מפרק שני, לא ייתה לדומילון סומך לסוד חביר, אלו אם כן ירחיק ממנו דלת עמס, כדי להביא לזה קרן, דיברו אחרי אבי קליים. Now, we have two separate halachas. One halacha is that is mentioned in the Mishneh Daf Kavod at the end of the Achbeya. So Yitao Babylon, Somach Musa Dachabere, and Kim Hilchik, Mimenu, Arba Amis, Echot Kfam, Vechot Koli.
So if a person, let's say, Reuben has here Isode, Shimon has here Isode, here is the borderline between Reuben Sode and Shimon Sode. So if Reuben wants to plant a nilon or a vine here near the border, he cannot do it. He has to move away Daladamis from the border. Why? Because Vachonas is over. What does it mean, Avinu Zakerem, according to most Pshatim? Avinu Zakerem means because if he will plant the tree near the borderline, or the vine near the borderline, so this has nothing to do with the Issa of life. This applies even to a new one that is not together, not divine. That has to do with Avinu Zakerem, Avinu Zayon. In other words, because if he were allowed to plant the tree or the vine near the borderline, so then, you'll have to do from time to time, you'll have to do some work in connection with the Yuan, in connection with the vine. He'll have to bring his implements, his tools, his kli machrishon, oxen and tools and implements, all kinds of things. He can't keep them suspended in the air, he'll have to put them on the karka. So it will be necessary for him to keep all the tools and the implements near that yuan, because he'll have to plow and to sow that area around the yuan. So where will he place? He'll be tempted to place all the implements and the tools on Shimon's grounds. Of course, it will be Shalikadin, because what right does he have to put his tools and implements on Shimon's grounds? He's a mazik, but human nature is such that when there is a strong temptation, so a person succumbs to temptation. So here, he'll always be tempted. Every time he'll have to do work in connection with his yon, that is near the borderline, he'll be tempted to put his implements and tools on Shimon's grounds. So because of that, there is a halacha of achokas nizokin. That is also a raya, that the mazik of achokas nizokin, the mazik of lo basre, does not have to go hand in hand with the mazik of lo bakame. Because the mazik of lo bakame, could you imagine such a thing? I mean that a person should demand damages from the other person, Reuven should demand damages, that Shimon should demand damages from Reuven, because in all probability, one of these days you are going to do damage to my grounds. You are going to put all your tools and implements. I mean, it will be ridiculous. But as far as the mazik in Bava Basra is concerned, so even though he didn't do anything, and who says that he will do? Well, we have to take notice of human frailty, of human temptation. So Mimele, he becomes a mazik. So he's mechuyev to be, in other words, he's mechuyev to be malchim daladames and move away daladames from the borderline and plant the tree daladames away from the borderline, in order that he shouldn't be placed in a position of being tempted to keep his tools and implements all the time on Shimon's bones. That's a mazik of Bava Basra, it's not a mazik of Bava Kama, of Achokas Nizokin. So that's the halacha. So that applies to anyone who wants to plant a tree, whether it's a vine or another tree or an orange tree, near Sode Chaver, near Sode Chaver, because of Achokas Nizokin. Now, here, so Rashi says as follows. So that means because Rashi was bad, Mechitzas HaKerem Shenivritzu. Now then there is a aloche of klayim. Now, what is aloche of klayim? Klayim means that if let's say a vine was planted together with chito seor, so then the produce is also banoi. The produce is also banoi. So now, the issue of lying depends upon two things. There are two elements.
two elements. One is yinike, when can it be klayim? Only when the vine draws yinike from the tvue, and the tvue draws yinike from the vine, when there is an intermingling of yinike, and also, but an intermingling of yinike is not enough that it should have in such wine. There is a halacha that if, let's say, you have here a carrot, and you have here a sode, and you put out a mechitzi, 10 tvachim, so one can plant on one side of the mechitzi, one can plant a vine, and the other one can plant tvue on the other side of the mechitzi. It doesn't have one and the other. It might belong to both. Let's say this ground belongs to Ruvain and this ground belongs to Ruvain. So he wants to plant a vine here and tvue here, he can do so. Provided he sets up a mechitzi of 10 tvachim in between. Now, the mechitzi of 10 tvachim does not obstruct the yinike in any way, so there's still an intermingling of yinike. So why is it there? The answer is, in order to be affected with this klayim, so there are two prerequisites. One is intermingling of yinike, and then irvuvye. Irvuvye depends upon the marasai. If they look outside, they look together. They are mixed up together. So if there is as long as there is a mechitze between the carrot and the tvua, so there is no isakwa. So you can have as many vines as he wants, and as much tvua, chito eselim, as he wants here. And there is no isakwa. This is muter and this is muter. But even though there is still yinike underground, but yinike by itself is not sufficient to affect the isakwa. There has to be also your vuvye. What does your vuvye mean? That if marasayim, there should be a commingling. Now, if there is a mechitze, so there is no commingling. If marasayim, so the mechitze is mivate the vuvye. The mechitze is not mivate the unique. So, Mimele says, mechitze sakerim shem mifritzo. So as long as there was a mechitze, as there was a kesel between the kerem and the tvue, so it was the tosel. But the moment the mechitzas kerem fell down, so then it can become affected with the isar of klayim, because of the kind of klayim. So the question is, who is mechuyev to rebuild the mechitzi? The bala kerem, the bala tvue, both? We should say both. After all, each klayim is effect is constituted through the commingling, through the vuvye of kvanim and tvue. So the balagefen, the balatvue is as much of a mazik as the balagefen. What difference does it make? So here we say, mechitzak yerush nifritzayim ligdeya. Who says to whom? The balatvue says to the balagefen, to balakere, gdeya. In other words, it's his responsibility. Why is it his responsibility? So, according to Tesis, so the reason as to why it's his responsibility more than the Batue is because, too, in regard to Klein, so is the Isal both? In regard to Klein. Is the Isal both? But the Isal Klein is an Isal non-Mumoki. One cannot call the other fellow to the Torah just because the other fellow ate ravens. Can Ruben call Shimon to the Torah? I saw you ate ravens. He can't call him to the Torah. He can tell Bezin, so Bezin will do something. Lachushim Yisur. But it's not a personal tree against. So as far as the Isaac Lime is concerned, that's not Mamaki. But there is an obligation incumbent upon the Baal HaKerem, but the one who planted the vines to keep away from the balats, sorry, from the balz the aloha, to keep away. Why? Because the aloha is that the Mishnah says, "Lo yita odamilo and someone goes to the chaver and can hear him and the abamis echot kfonim vechot kolilo." That has nothing to do with this acquire. That has to do with Avidas Akedah. Because otherwise, if he doesn't move away the Aledames, so then he's a mazik. Not a mazik of Govakami. He's a mazik of Govabasta, of Hachokas Nizoki. Because if he doesn't move away the Aledames, so then he puts himself in a position of always being tempted to trespass upon Shimon's bounds. That's a mazik. That's a mazik. So Mimele, mitzad menor mochavere, mitzad achokas nizokin, Reuven was not allowed to plant any vines within an area of the Aledames. He was not allowed to do it. He was not allowed to plant within an area of the Aledames. And the area of the Aledames happens, that's only a coincidence, happens to be the same distance to preclude the Reuven. In other words, if there is a distance of the Aledames, then there is no Reuven. But if the distance that intervenes between the Tue and the Kvani is less than the Aledames, then there is a Reuven. But in order to prevent the Reuven, so it is enough to set up a case, then you don't have to move away the Aledames. And if you do set up a kesel, then you fulfill your obligation from the point of view of Achokas Nizokin as well. Because we say, but if he wants, he can say, I don't want to move away the Aledames from the one line. What are you afraid? What are you, Shimon, afraid? That I will always be tempted to trespass on your grounds. I'll build a solid wall so you'll be sure that I'll never be able to trespass on your grounds. So if he is willing to build a wall, then he doesn't have to move away the Aledames. In other words, so either he moves away the Aledames or he builds a wall. So in other words, so heretofore there was a wall between the Kerem and the Zialo. So there was no, he was not a mazik from the point of view of Achokas Nizokin. Because there was a wall, and there was no Issaklai, because there was no Yavuvi. Now that the wall fell down, so first of all, he's a mazik. He's a mazik to Shimon. So not because it just happens that we have two things here, Achokas Nizokin and Issaklai. As far as Achokas Nizokin is concerned, so the Issa of Klayim is upon both. But the Issa of Klayim, that's been on the market. That's not a responsibility to Shimon. It's not Shimon's business to demand of Reuven that he build a wall. But there is another matter here that has to be considered, Achokas Nizokin. So as long now he doesn't have the vines, Daledames away from the Tue, from the Sode. But as long as there was a wall, so there was not a mazik. Now that the wall fell down, so Mimele, Mitzarachotes Nizokin, he is the one that is Mechuyiv to the Malchik. So, but he cannot, the Malchik is not going to pluck out the vines. All he has to do is to rebuild the wall. So that's why it's his application. So this is what Rashi says. Even by killing the Atoshuri as a Penachos of Esasoy, we should fight. If you saw the Balasson as off, so we'll get a Gitam Felix Shane, or you get a Times, the same will get a Mikan, this is a Mikan, this is a Niso, the same will get a Zrol Mikan, Ushay, Shum Gelatam, Felix Shane, you eat all the millions of us in Avere, El Kirchman Galdames, Amisa Keren, the Bohari Klai. Chosom, if it's on the day, Nisiai, she met over the Gotro, Harry is a key day. So it becomes also banoye, v'chayev v'chiyuso. So he's chayev v'chiyuso to the Baal HaTue. So the Baal HaKeren is mechuyev to pay the Baal HaTue for the loss of his Tue, because he became Osea, he became also banoye. Now, the Ramah says that from this Gemore, from this Braise, we can deduce the Aloche, that in case of two shvutim, who have the chotza together, and they are mechuyev to build a wall together, Reuven and Shimon. So suppose Reuven comes to Shimon and says, the expenses involved in building the wall of Ezekiel is $100. Here is $50. Now please give me another $50. Because of Ezekiel. So Shimon says, I'm broke, I can't give it to you. Wait with the wall. So 1 week passes by, Shimon is still broke. So Reuven cannot build the wall. He's ready. He has his share. But Shimon is not ready. Another week passes by, so and the wall is still not built. And then Ganovim manage to come and they steal Reuven's things. So then Shimon has to pay for the loss represented by the theft of the things. This is the Rama says. And the Torah mentions it. The Torah mentions that in the name of the Rama. And that's probably the Torah himself is Chelik HaRama. But this is it probably is like Rama. So the Raya is from this Gemara. Here, the Balakerem, when the wall fell down, so the Balakerem became the chuyev to rebuild it. Why the Balakerem wanted Balakere? Because in regard to the Yisraelim, so there's no Mokeh. So neither party can have any tightness against the other party. It's not really no Mokeh. But the Balakere had the tightness against the Balakerem to rebuild the wall because of Habir Zakerem. And he didn't build the wall. So then the Balatvuye can demand of the Balakerem that he should pay for the loss of the Tvuye. Why? As far as Yisraelim is concerned, it wasn't done by Reuven, by the Balakerem anymore than by Balatvuye. It's the commingling of the Kvanim and the Tvuye together that affected the Yisraelim. So why is he responsible? Why is he Achoy? The answer is, the Balatvuye says to Balakerem, you owed an obligation to me. You owed an obligation to me to build the wall. I didn't have to build the wall because of Achokas Nizok, because of Avinas Akerem. And if you had complied with your obligation to me, then this loss wouldn't have occurred. Why does this loss occur? Why was my prayer forfeited? Why did it become also Manoeh? Because you failed to comply with your obligation. So Mimele, you are a Mazik and you are high risk of them. So that's the Raya, the Rama deduces from this Brice. Anyway, so the Gemara only mentions this Brice to point out that Mechitze has the meaning of good. Oh, so the Gemara, so the first portion in the Gemara assumed that when the Mishnah says Ashutvin Sharotzu Lassis Mechitze Bechotzer, it means Ashutvin Sharotzu Lassis Kinsel Bechotzer. So Rebbein is a case of Emeser. Taim El Rotz, Holoi Rotzu Eime Chayim Nis. Even though it's a Chotzer Sheish Bekidech Luki. So only if they both agreed, so then they have to build. But if they don't agree mutually, so then they cannot be forced to build jointly a wall to prevent Hezekiah. Alma Hezekiah Lashem Hezekiah. This is the first pshat. This is the pshat in the Mishnah by the first pshat. So now the Gemara says, Kashe, Ve'im Mechitze Plukte. How do you know that the pshat in Mechitze, Hashut Rotar Mechitze, Shutu Yisharot Zulas Yisrael, and Hezekiah is Rosh Hezekiah, maybe Mechitze means a division. How do we know that Mechitze has that connotation? The split of the congregation of Eid. So maybe the Pshat the Mishnah is Ashut in Sherotzu, Lassis Chluko Bechotzer, Bein is a case of them, Bechim de Rotzu, Bein is a case of Bal Kocho. In other words, and the Mishnah has reference to a small Chotzer, a Chotzer Shein Bein Kedichluki. In order to be kedichluke, so it must have the midas, the size of 8 by 4. But if it is if the midas of the chotzer is less than 8 by 4, then 8 ames by 4 ames, so then it's the he cannot be kaved to be chelik. But they still can agree to be chelik, even though it's in beginning looking. So Hashut in Shavuot Olas is chaluko bechotzer, even though the chotzer was a chotzer in beginning looking. So the moment they agree to make it a luke, then they can force each other to build the wall of Hezekiah, because Hezekiah, maybe this is the pshat, and this is the pshat in the second portion. So now the Makshim is asking, how do you know that the pshat is, as you say, maybe the pshat is different? So now the Tautz in the first portion says, no. Yehoche, hay shehot zolas is mechitze, shehot zolach tzis miboy. So, this is what the Tautz in the first Loshen says. So now, the Makshi in the first Loshen says, Elamai Gudie, Bilos HaKisl Ben Nisri Boyalei. So the Tautz in the first Loshen says, Yifam Eise, Havaminen Musibet Baalme, Komashulon Keisel, Kiddush HaTvoyim Eise Musayim, Nishne Kron Nokat Ben Tugdash, Tam Nihoslo Nis Keisel, Nimidaz, שניים ותחילו חכון כשאים משניים קלפו כשרוצו מהיה ולעד לבו אבל למרות ששניים שיחמים עדיין לחלקו ומציא ושל ניסי ניסי עצים תקועים בארץ ומוכים מכפים עלי ואם זה יוכלים עלי מחופי שתירה שורקאי פלוק תחלו כזכות שהוא סודאי פה לחיל פה כשלא יש מוחס לעמס כדאי לזה וכדאי לזה in other words, it didn't tell חס עמס by דלת so the melee it will be when we divide it into two parts. Let's say if this is Chesamis and this is Daladamis. So when you divide it into two parts, so it will be Daladamis, Daladam by Dalad for each one. So it will get Shulibo Chesamis, Dilazeu, Dilazeu, Shinyach Machlokis Havim, Lechilko, Lochetam Shorotso, Shachim Shorotso, Lechilko, Ben Kisla Bin Malkocho, Vimboya Chodim Ariev Shibitzi Yezu, and Misipit Baome, and Shemelay, Mishimezikri, Avamine Misipit Baome. מאיר מסליס נראה מחיץ איקרה, בכל שלטון האחלוקה קוי, וכשאין בודו יחלוקה, מה שבועון קיסר, וכתובי משם קיסר, תראו לראות זה פאו בלו במסיפה. מחיץ לנקר את המיקרה, אולי, סופרו או מה מחיץ הגיעו? אחר גב מפסי קוי, סופרו או מינס, it was assumed. So that's שייך, when there is a half a minute of the Gemara, then the Maskoni is not like that. But here, the first Loshen, there's the Maskoni of the first Loshen. So why does the Gemara use the Loshen of war? It was assumed. Afogad the Sarifkoe, Koromas of war. Why? Because there are two Lishens. So according to the second Loshen, the Gemara, so Gude means Bukte. I'm sorry, Mechitze means Bukte. Not, Mechitze doesn't mean Gude. So, and we pass by a second Loshen, we pass by the Kriya Shmei Ezek. So because, two, that this is Maskone of the first Loshen, but since we don't pass like that, that's why the Gemara uses the Loshen of war. It was assumed. V'bishizah Loshen Nika, Machmaspil Chemikam, V'dichu Ba'almu, Hadim Shama, Hadim Shama, Uchloshen Shemi Aloche, V'chein Pesikam Netam, V'adav Dimok, oh, So that explains as to why the Gemara in the first Loshen employs the terms of war. Because we don't pass like the first Loshen. But the Gemara uses the Loshen of war in the second Loshen too. So, the Agav, look at Baha'i Mishnah of war, look at Namu Lishnachi. In view of the fact that in the first Loshen, the Gemara uses the Loshen of war, so mainly in the second Loshen, the Gemara also uses the Loshen of war. ואידי מריד, וריקמת במידורי, איקה סבור, אפלגב, ולפסי פקוי ומוסי כוח. That's תשע שיטה, תשע שיטה. But the Rambam there in Midori, by לא יחום, לא חום, לא יחום. So the Rambam doesn't pass like that lotion. Why? Because the Gemara uses there the lotion of war, and the Rambam holds, since the Gemara uses the lotion of war, even though the Gemara doesn't review that, So that means that the Gemara does not remain the Maskoni. But most Rishonim, they say that even though that the Gemara uses the Loshen of war over there, so still it remains the Maskoni. All right, Kiditani, Michitza is a kerem shenifritza. So the whole relevance of this Mishnah or price of Michitza kerem shenifritza is just to point out that the term Michitza has the meaning of good. That is the whole thing. Otherwise, there's no shayches here. The price of Michitza kerem shenifritza. All right. So there were two girsis. One girsi is Sovu Omai Mechitze Gude Keditnan Mechitze Zakarav Shinif Ritzon Mendeh. And the other girsi is Keditan Yeis Rom Dikar Asa Ditna Vein Rav Letam Shin Mishne Mishum Okei Shin Mishne Mishum Okei. So in other words, we shouldn't be here as Keditnan, but we should be here as Keditan Yeh, the way we have in our text. Vintay, hey, he poshin minei badi, so kame, dremei adoin dine gami, because the aloch is the kome mitzok in his pot of minod, only chayim nishamay. Gami, there is a machlik is tanoi. So the Gemara, now what is kome, what is gami? I mean, there is a common denominator to kome and gami, in other words, that it's not a maise, has it be a dai. So, let's say Seir Shoriz and Shokhaveira. True, he burns the Shoriz, but we are not discussing the hefset involved in the value of the paper. The value of the paper is probably worth less than a putter. So we are talking the hefset of not being able to collect a certain debt that is evidenced by a promissory note. So as far as the loss, sustained by the malve as a result of the mazik's burning of the shtores, so there is no mice as in Yedai, so that's gami. So there's a machlekes anon. Remeya says that gami is chayim, but Remeya is made a day spotter. What's the difference between gami and gome? So there are three basic shittes. Horishen, as for the difference. One, some rishenim say, the Kuntres Gami of the Rambam. So he discusses the union of Gami, very thoroughly. I mean, for the first Perik, it's not necessary to go over the Kuntres Gami, but for the second Perik, it is very important to go over the whole Kuntres Gami. I mean, I cannot go over it in class, but you will have to go over it, the Kuntres Gami. So there are three Shivas of Hashem in explaining the difference between Grom and Gami. So one Shittes of Rishonim explains the distinction between Grom and Gami on the basis of Borei Ezeke versus not Borei Ezeke. In other words, Mishase Kal Mishal Chaveirei B'Chaveirei. That's Grom. Potam Nod V'Chai V'Shemayim. Hapev is Gedav Mifnei Beimes Chaveirei. And then, since the Gedav was torn down, so maybe the Beheime found it easy to go out. So that's gone. So it's part of the order. Gami is chayv. What's the difference between Grome and Gami? So one shita is that Grome means where it's not Borei Ezeke. For example, Mishase Kal Mishal Chaveirei B'Chaveirei. Not every time you incite the dog, so does the dog, is the dog obedient? Sometimes you incite the dog and the dog doesn't bite. So maybe it's not Borei Ezeke. Not every time you tear down and get there, so when the behemoth walk out and get lost, so it's not Borei Ezeke, so it's coming. But same story is for Chaveirei, that's Borei Ezeke. Because if there is no evidence, no probability, if there is no evidence that proves the debt, so then no probability of deny the debt. So it's considered Borei Ezeke. That's one shita. Then another shita explains it on the basis of, let's say, Mishase Kal Mishal Chaveirei B'Chaveirei. So the Mishase, and then the dog did bite. So the Hezek, the most proximate cause of the loss of money, is not the shita. The biting, that's the most proximate cause. So in other words, the one who is Mishase, who incites, who provokes a dog,
So he is a remote cause, he is not a proximate cause.
מה שאם כן, סדר שטרית של רבילי, that's the most immediate cause. Is there any other cause more immediate than the burning of the shtores?
It's not the mazik we're dying, but this is the most proximate cause.
Now, then another shittes or shayim explains the distinction between gami and gome on the basis of a maisa hezek being applied, being done, being realized under dover anizik itself. Under anizik itself. So, shtoritz shtochavir, even though we are not discussing the value of the paper, the value of the paper, we are not discussing. We discuss the value of the debt, but since the shtar is the medium for which you collect the money, so mele, when you burn a shtar in Kvamsul note, it's considered like a Maisa Hezek in the Dovranizik. In other words, the shtar represents the debt itself, because this is the evidence. So it's considered like the debt itself. So mele, here al-Pidin, it's considered like a Maisa Hezek being applied, being realized in the Dovranizik. Because this, the note, legally represents the debt itself. Masha'im kei, mishasi kao mishal chavere, he doesn't do anything, kao mishal chavere, b'chavere. He doesn't even touch the chavere, the one who is bit by the dog. All his maise is done on the kelet. He's inside the kelet. Or Peretz Geder of the Beimus Chaveira. So he doesn't do anything on the Beimus Chaveira, only in the Geder. So mele, when the Maise is applied not on the Dovranizek, then it's gone. If the Maise is applied on the Dovranizek, then it is gone. Alright, anyway. So there is a Machlekes, Gome is certainly Potter, Midin Odom, Chayim Shemayim. As to whether it's Gami is Chayim or Potter, there is a Machlekes Anoim, and we pass from the Gami Yisrael. So this is the Kashe, Bishleime, if we are Geiris, Kidinam, it's in Mishneh, Mechitza Sakerem, Shedim, Mitzor, and Stam Mishneh is Rabbeer, so we can understand this, why the Gemara deduces from this Mishneh of Mechitza Sakerem, Shedim, Mitzor, that Rabbeer holds Gami Yisrael, because after all, here the Balakerem is Mechuyev to reimburse the Balatvuyev for the loss. Did he? Was he? Mi'arim biyodai? The kvanim with the tvuye? No! He is obligated to build the mechitzi. And he didn't. He's completely passive. He didn't do anything. So it couldn't be more than gami. It couldn't be more than gami. Now, we have to understand. According to these three explanations of Gami is distinguished from Gome. Why is Mechitza Sakerem Shelif Litzor? So the Balakerem is considered Gami, not Gome. So from the point of view of Bore Ezeke, so here it's Bore Ezeke, it's definitely Bore Ezeke. From the point of view of the most proximate cause versus remote cause, so here it's considered proximate cause, because there is nothing more proximate than the failure to build the mechitze. From the point of view of the maise ahezek being applied in the dover ahezek, so here, in view of the fact that he becomes a mazik in a passive way, so mainly in a passive way, in other words, here the maise ahezek consists of his failure to comply with his obligation. And the obligation, so it's considered like done in the Dobaranizek, in the Klai. Because through his failure, he becomes in kind Klai. And why does the Tvuyeh become Osea? Because he was in kind Klai. So the Mele, the Kiyum Klai, is realized passively in the Tvuyeh itself. So the Mele is gone. But this is Kashi is, this kashi is bishleim if it's if we agree now. So we understand this why the Gemara was patient from this Mishnah that Gami is chayiv. Because Tam Mishnah Rameya. But if we are there in Tanya, so it's a Reise, there is no such cloud that Tam Reise Rameya. So how does the Gemara and Volokama deduce from this Reise that Rameya holds Gami is chayiv? Maybe it represents the view of some other Tanya, not Rameya. Wie Thema? Here, but in the Gemara and Volokama, Gami, wie wo ist am Mishnah habe, was ich habe, ist am Mishnah Rameya. Wie immer am Letar, משהו על דעסת רמיה, מכיח מסליס נקוואי. דמי זה אוסו, המסך, איך כבר נהיה אותה מפה יש לך נראה, הרי זה קידש וחייב וסיוס. פרק זיין אוף קליין, מי שניהם, המסחר חזגפני על גבי תרוש ישראל. רובי פוטס הוברס, he puts the vine, the branches of his vine, upon the tree of שינים. הרי זה קידש וחיו באחדיוסי. זה תנקמי, זה צרמיה. רבי יסים רב שימן אימרים, אין עוד המקדש גובה שינים שלו. So in other words, the צרמיה holds that vis-à-vis klein, v'chol apoches, vis-à-vis klein, so odom mikadish domashim. But according to Rabbi Yisi, it's ain't odom meisa domashim shalem. By klein itself. So me mele, true that there is no klein, that stam reiser and meyer, but here mechit sakir and shini flotzim and there. Chotu mifzul and there nis yashin and god alegir v'chai bach yusin. Who the balak fani is v'chui bach yusin. Why? Because it caused loss, hezek, to Shimon, Balakvan is Ruben, and Shimon is Balakvan. But, so it was his neglect, Ruben's neglect. So, but he doesn't own that way. How can you answer the tree of Shimon? According to Rabbi Yisrael of Shimon, he couldn't answer. And here the price says that he does answer. So he is the more the Schweizer of this price. Rameya, because Rameya says in the Mishnah in Perizayim, that of the Meisad of Hashem Shalem. So Mamele, the price also represents the view of Rameya. So Mamele, it's a riot that Rameya holds, Gami Yisrael. Vayis Tamishni, so that is Tamishni, that represents the view of Rameya. Hilkrayin Amed, Ikton Ekidish, Rameya, because if this price had represented the view of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Shimon, so he couldn't answer because it's in the name of the Mishnah Shalei. Ve'il ha'amach ha'amis. Alright. Eim ha'legdei. Peirush le'balakere. Ve'yuhu ha'mazik. The arba ha'amis she'omru la'archi ku bishvah vides ha'kere. Kedam ginon b'ferik sheni li'kamon. Va'apilu Rabbi Yitzchak. די קומען ווי קאמען אבער ניט זיך וואס איך זאג איז מיי קומען אבער וואס איך קאמען מיט רב יצי ביגיר דליי ביגיר דליי סו נאָ מור איז א קוועשן אויף איז איז וואי דע מאל קאמען מי חויף טו בילד גער אפטר אול just is the twin becomes us here so it's commingling with the kwami so the kwami also becomes us here through their commingling with the twin. So let the mechitze be incumbent, the building of the mechitze be incumbent upon the two of them, equally. So Tesis and Ramah, they say that here the Balakerem is mechuyev to build the mechitze for another reason. Because of the Mishneh Dachavov, lo yitaro zom ilon, somuch, lo yitaro zom kerem. Und somuch lisod chavere bein ilon bein gefen. So the mele apart from the Yisrael Klein. So the Baal HaKerem, the Baal HaGefen would be mechuyev if he wants to plant a tree or a vine, he would mechuyev to move away Daladames in order to prevent
he's the temptation of trespassing on the field of his neighbor. So even if it didn't involve any supply, he would be mechuyev either to move away taladames or to put the mechitze. In view of the fact that there was a mechitze, so mele doesn't have to move away taladames. But now that the mechitze fell down, so it's his obligation, because of Abinus HaKerem, to prevent himself from becoming a mazik on account of the likelihood of succumbing to temptation of trespassing on the land of the neighbor. So it's his obligation to build the mechitze. So, and had he built the mechitze there, Shimon the Balatruya wouldn't sustain the laws. Why is Shimon sustaining the laws? Because he failed to fulfill his obligation. So Meila is a gami, he's a mazik. This is how Rashi explains it, seems to explain it, and how Tesis seems to explain it, and how the Ramah seems to explain it. And Ramah deduces from this Gemore a bit Chiddush, that if, let's say, two Shutfim are obligated to pay, to build a wall of Hezekiah jointly, and Shimon says to Ruvei, well, here is my share, here is my $50, let's build a wall. And Ruvei says, no, I don't have the $50. And he postpones the building. And then in the meantime, Ganovim come and they steal the property from Shimon's chotzer, so Ruvein has to pay. So he deduces it from this Gemara. All right. So this is how they explain the aloha of mechitzas akerem shenifritzo. Why the responsibility is upon Ruvein, the Balakvan. The Ramban explains it some other way. The Ramban doesn't agree with Tesis that just because he's mechuyev to build a wall on account of Avinus HaKerem, which has nothing to do with the loss of life. It's nothing to do. That obligation would be incumbent upon the Baal HaKerem even if no Truye had been grown in Shimon's son. So he would, suppose nothing had been grown, had been growing on Shimon's son there, Ruvein would still be obligated either to move away Daladames or to build a gedea in order to prevent himself from being tempted to trespass on Shimon's land. So Memele, he cannot be considered a mazik just because he failed to fulfill his obligation on the basis of Avodas HaKerem. But the Issur of Klayim has nothing to do with Avodas HaKerem, it's just a coincidence. So how does the Ramban explain it? Ramban says the two, that they are both mazikim. Both mazikim, because it requires the commingling of the two meaning, of the Kfonim and the Tvue, in order to affect the Heft of life. But since the Mitzias is that the Kfonim tend to be mispashim, to spread out, whereas the Tvue, so it spreads its yuki in a passive way, it doesn't spread out its roots extensively. So the Mele, the Balakvanim is more of a mazik than the Balatvui. So the Mele, he becomes mechuyev. What kind of aloha is it? So in other words, so the Chiyuv Achoke is incumbent upon the Balakvanim because his Kvanim are mispashit. Whereas the Balatvue is not, the Tvue is not mispashit. Now, this appears to be based upon a principle that we have in Bava Kamme, but it applies to Bava Kamme, it applies to